broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Thinking on Wednesday, and this show ended up getting a little more guested up than typical on a Thursday. So here's what it looks like. Brian Driscoll at the bottom of this hour. He is now with SI. He was with Blue and Gold. Now with SI, we'll get a Notre Dame update. They have parted ways with Chip Long, their offensive coordinator. Offense had their moments high and low this year for the Irish. Sputtered some, looked good some. We'll talk about that with him. Chris Landry, the brilliant, I mean brilliant, football mind of Chris Landry in his usual spot, which is top of hour number two. Plenty to talk about with him. And Rusty Mansell. We'll get Rusty in here, and we'll talk about what's happening with Georgia right now. Not a bad year. They went regular season 11-1. Everybody's bashing them like the whole thing's a catastrophe. They went 11-1. That's from what I know, that's not a catastrophe. Now, is that winning the thing? Is that getting into the playoffs? No, but it's getting bashed like it's just a disaster. Yeah, they got crushed by LSU. LSU's pretty good, to say the least. And Georgia was beat down pretty good going into that game. They had some weaponry that was not available. That's football. That can happen to anybody, I understand. Not just them. We'll talk to Rusty. They lost Sam Pittman to Arkansas. For some inexplicable reason, Arkansas thinks that's a good head coaching hire. It's not. It's not a good hire. So we'll have Rusty in here in just a little bit as well, a little bit later as well. 615-844-5600 if you'd like to weigh in this morning. You'd like to check in on Twitter at BillisKing. And if you want to email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Commitments less than a week away. We want you there. I've heard from many of you that are coming. We want you there. Bring anybody you want. We'll be at the Omni. That's where this event is held. The eve of Commitments is this next Tuesday, December 17th. We'll be there, and we will have a meet and greet and mixer and whatever it's supposed to be called in the Bill King suite the eve before on Tuesday. We'll open things up probably 5, 6 o'clock. I really don't know because I don't know my schedule overall that day, but I'll get in there late afternoon, and I was talking to Adam about this yesterday. We'll have the suite available, and you can come up. We'll have some adult beverages in there for everybody, some beer. And if you are so inclined, grab one, and everybody just mingle and have a good time. You can come and go as you want. I think the number on the suite is 2139. I was telling Chris Gatewood about this yesterday. He's coming in from Indy. But I don't hold me to that. It's been a year since I've been in that suite, but I think it's 2139. I believe that's right. Anyways, I'll confirm that. I'll get that confirmed. Yeah, 21:39, I think is what it is. But, yeah, we'll be there the night before, and you can, again, mingle and come and go as you choose. Next morning, we'll do the show. Five-hour show now. Commitments is not the typical as we do here. Three-hour show. It's a five-hour show. 6 until 11. And we'll do it at Barlines, which is in the lobby area of the Omni. What you do is go in the main entrance, veer to your left. You can find it. It's easy. And we'll serve you breakfast in there, too. That is another freebie. We are full of freebies here. If you need to stay at the Omni, we'll get you a special rate of $169. All of this facilitated by Music City, Todd. And that is a rate that you would never, ever, ever dream of getting at the Omni. That basically, $169 at the Omni, might as well just say free. That's free. $169 is free compared to what that magnificent palace would cost, me or you. So take advantage of that if you need a room. You can get the link to the rate by going to the top of my Twitter feed, at Bill is King. Or you can email me and say, hey, Bill, I'm not on social media. Send me the link. I'll send it to you either way. And, again, we'll have a blast. So look forward to seeing you and all your friends. Bring whoever you want. That's Commitments less than a week out. Signing day, which is a 72-hour window, which starts on Wednesday, the 18th of December. 72 hours, the early signing period. Other than Commitments and the event that we love, Commitments, the early signing period is much like everything else the NCAA does. They make changes just for the sake of it. There's no typical rhyme or reason that makes sense. They just do it. But for the sake of Commitments, I'm glad they did it. Otherwise, it makes no sense. Otherwise, other than Commitments. Up to the NYC, the busiest city on the planet Earth, Jim and Ramsey. What's up, Jim?
Bill, how are you this fine Thursday?
Doing pretty good, sir.
You know what? I was listening to Charlie's show right before your show came on, and he was talking about the angry Predator fans. I'm like, all those Yankees pulling U-Hauls, going south, moving to Tennessee, have brought some of that negative culture with them. Now it's even affecting hockey down there.
You know what? That's I haven't thought about that, but there's something to that, perhaps.
Bill, I'm telling you, when we travel, we don't travel well. It's kind of like the scorched earth. The negative parts that we move away from or why we want to move with, we drag wherever we go. Like, you go to South Florida, it might as well be the sixth borough. It's just what we do.
I hear you. Hey, you own it.
Hey, Bill, what do you think of, Texas A&M? Do you think Jimbo's the right guy in that culture? You have the big neighbor down the street being Texas, even though they don't play each other anymore. Do you see both programs to me look like they're just a little out of neutral? Like they're going forward, but it's not like the old days.
Well, let's begin with the Aggies. Jimbo is going into year three. His biggest issue in year two, other than the roster still isn't where he needs it or wants it, but it's improving and it's pretty good. But his biggest issue was their schedule was ridiculous. They played, was it four teams that when they played, they were ranked number one. And they don't have the roster to handle. Very few would have a roster that could withstand that or could match up with that. That's in year two in a build out. That is prohibitive. And but they've been recruiting well. I think this class is a top five class too. He's building it now. Let's go to Austin. There's something wrong in Austin. And nobody can put their hands on it. But culturally, there's something wrong there. You know what I think it is? I think it's that as a university, they want to be Berkeley Southwest. And I don't think you could be Berkeley Southwest and be good at football at the same time. I don't think you can. That'll rub some people wrong. I don't give a damn who that rubs wrong. It's true. And I just think there's a softness culture there. And Tom Herman's now feeling it. Year three, he's 7-5. That's not expected.
But, Bill, is it admissions, getting the right kids in, that there's some academic pushback? Like, I mean, you look at the University of North Carolina. Academically, it's a great school. But are they allowed to bring in two kids a year that are maybe not up to academic standards?
Oh, but yeah, I don't think that's it. No, I don't think it's the academic. Now, it's a very good academic school, but no, I don't think it's the standards. They've got an unlimited talent pool in their state, much less going other places that they can choose from, and they still fail. So, no, it's not getting people in. It's once they get them there is the problem.
But are schools like Baylor now diluting the talent pool or spreading the talent pool across?
No.
You know, more rosters now?
Not at all.
Where in the old days, the other, like Rice and those people were always terrible. But,
no,
you know,
no. Now Baylor's got Matt Rhule, and he's doing a hell of a job there. But, no, Baylor's not hurting Texas in recruiting. They're hurting them when they perform, but not in recruiting, no. Texas gets, you know, nobody gets everybody they want. But Texas is a still attractive recruiting school. Maybe not as attractive as some other years, but it's still very attractive. It's still State U. You got to remember, nobody owns their league more than Texas owns the Big 12. Texas is the king of that league. And they have the most muscle. They've got the most say-so. They've got their own TV affiliation, which they don't share with anybody. The Longhorn Network, which nobody watches. Nobody even knows it hardly exists. Texas has all these advantages. All I know, Jim, is once they get players to that campus, something happens. And what the plan was before they got to campus doesn't end up being what is fulfilled.
I mean, you look at Texas A&M, the facilities that they've built and the new, you know, like ripping down sections of the stadium and putting up these, like, beautiful additions to the stadium. I mean, I think the kid's the number one kid in New Jersey. He's going to Texas A&M. He's a South Jersey kid. I think he's a defensive back or something. But you don't usually see many Jersey kids go into college. Well,
right.
Chris Sims went to Texas years ago. I mean, I've talked to him about that a couple times. But
you know, he's committed to Tennessee, and he went on the Madison Square Garden Network, committed to Tennessee, and then about a month or so, is it somewhere in January? He committed in December. Somewhere in January, he decommitted and ended up in Texas.
Who was the head coach when he decommitted from Tennessee? Do you remember? Was it Fulmer?
Fulmer was there, and this was right after the Peyton Manning era, and T. Martin had just won a national championship. So the sales pitch was be the next guy at Tennessee, and ended up at Texas and, frankly, was not a superstar there at all. Major Applewhite was there with him, not as big a name in recruiting, and Applewhite was probably the better quarterback.
Gotcha. Is he still – I know he got canned at Houston, but is he coaching anywhere now, Bill?
Applewhite, isn't he back as an analyst with – is he not back with Alabama? I know he's an analyst somewhere. Somebody will tell me. I thought it was Alabama, but somebody will correct me.
He might be in the Nick Saban reclamation program.
Yeah,
Hey, Bill, did you see that Nick Saban, Bill Belichick thing on HBO? It was pretty good.
I only saw various highlights. I saw quite a few highlights. They were all magnificent. I have not seen the entire program, though, but I understand it's crazy good.
Hey, did my buddy Black get his heart checked out this week? Cardiologist. I was I like Black a lot. I was worried about him in that first half last week.
You know what? I think he's good. I think he's good.
I wanted to make sure he didn't have any heart damage. I'm glad Ohio State came back for him.
I hear you. Jim, be good, buddy. Be safe up there. Appreciate the call.
There, I love.
Jim, appreciate the call, buddy. Up in from Ramsey drives in most days to his job to the NYC. Heads it. That was a good – I haven't thought about that much the last week or two, but that was a good conversation about the Texas schools. And, no, I think Jimbo's a good hire there. And, now, again, replacing the upper echelon in that league's hard to do, in that division, because you got Alabama, now you got LSU, which is – and the hunt for a natty. Auburn is going to be a certain level of pretty good every year, right? You've got Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin's out there stirring the pot now. Arkansas, I don't think Arkansas is a factor. Mississippi State, I don't think right now is much of a factor either. But it's tough, man, at the top of that division if you're the Aggies. And the Aggies had a brutal schedule. I'm going to say this again. I don't think anything's wrong with Texas until they get the players there. And then something happens. And it's been going on for 10 years. And I'll say it again. I don't think you can be, hey, we're Berkeley Southwest, and also be a juggernaut football program. Here's another angle for you. Texas has ridiculous money. Okay? So does A&M. I'm talking about silly play money. You know, I'll use another term, and I know we got to get a break. They have bleep you money. They have that kind of money. A&M, though, if there's a need, for example, hey, we need to build this building for this, to support the players, to support the athletic department, A&M can make a couple calls, it's done. No arguing, no negotiating, no worrying about this or that. Texas does it, and it's a mountain of red tape to get to it. It's a big, just pain in the neck at Texas. Oh, the money's there. It's not a question about is it available. That's not a question at Texas or Texas A&M. It's never a question. It's how you get it done. A&M can get it done real easy. Jimbo, if you're at Texas, it's a big mountain of bureaucratic garbage to wade through. Just different. The money's the same, but it's just a fight to the death if you're at Texas. Everything is just so complicated. Okay, we need to get the break. We're coming right back. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
All right, wrapping it up this afternoon. Still got problems in Bordeaux. Briley Parkway north there at Centennial Boulevard, still working the crash. Just up the road at Ashland City Highway in Briley Parkway, got an accident there. No injuries reported in that one. A couple of cars got together, 65 northbound on the north side of town around exit 86. Vietnam veterans stacked up from Goodlettsville out to Hendersonville right now. Very busy out to Dixon County through Kingston Springs this afternoon. Headed home to Murfreesboro. Traffic's getting a little better on 24 east of town. For Commander Chuck, Mike Powers on time traffic.
Whether having heating concerns during the cold winter months or looking to cool off those hot summer days, nobody in Middle Tennessee is better equipped to serve your needs than Lanham's AC Service, your local Rood Pro partner. From heating and cooling issues to water heaters, you can count on Lanham's AC Service and Rood HVAC equipment with a system that fits your unique needs while doing it right the first time. Serving the area for over 30 years, owner Brian Eskew and his team are dedicated to providing the best possible solutions for your home or business while providing reliable and honest service for Nashville and Middle Tennessee. And they do it with the name brands like Rood you have come to trust. I should know, I have a new Rood in my house and have been a customer for almost a decade. And remember, financing is available and they service and repair all brands. So call today to schedule a service or maintenance call, 615-969-9065. That's 969-9065. Or go to LanhamsACService.com.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches, plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30, catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
Hello, I'm Coach Bubba Spear.
And I'm Craig Light.
And I'm Greg Pogue, and we're inviting you to join us every Saturday morning at 8 for the 8th season of Prep Football Talk right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
That's right. Every Saturday morning, we'll get you caught on the action from the previous Friday night game.
And interview one of the top football prospects in the Mid-State and their head coach.
Plus, we'll take a trip down memory lane with our Prep Football Legend of the Week.
Prep Football Talk is brought to you by Freeman Webb, Nissan of Cool Springs, U.S. Army, Sam's Place and Sports Grills, Long's Insurance, and Speedway Motors.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Commitments less than a week out. Come on. Love to have you there. Tuesday night, we'll convene there at the Omni. Come on by. You're free to come and go as you choose. We'll have the suite open. Come in, mingle, grab you a beer if you want. Next morning, we'll do the show, 5-hour show, Chris and Charlie. Everybody will be there for all of it. All the show dignitaries, you get to meet people, hang out, talk ball with whoever you want. Kevin Hagan's coming down. I mean, we got people from all kinds of different schools coming. Look forward to seeing you there at the Omni. Yeah, look forward to that. We'll feed you breakfast the next morning. When I say feed you, it's a little misleading. I don't think I'm going to be forking your eggs into your mouth. You'll have to do that yourself. But we will serve you breakfast, yes. Everything on that, well, that's on the house. The next morning, we will serve you breakfast. And if you need a room at the Omni, we can get you an incredible rate, $169. Get the link. I tell you what, quick turnaround here, because Brian Driscoll's coming up. We're guesting this Thursday a little more than we typically do. Thursday is usually Thursday and Friday, just one guest. We don't fill her up just to fill it up. We don't ever do that. We do the opposite. We don't guest it just to don't guest it. That's the way we typically do it. Let me get a quick call down on the Emerald Coast. Georgia Dog, what's up, sir?
Well, good morning, Bill. How's everything up in the 615?
It's good. Now, you know Core and the guys coming up?
Yeah, no Core I know is coming. Me and Pac-12 Dave are trying to make arrangements right now to we may have to drive up, leave like Friday night late and drive up, spend a day with you guys Saturday because of some prior commitments. But the Auburn girl's giving me the okay, so that's a great thing.
Now, what do you mean Friday, Saturday? It's on Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, God, it is Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm off that week, actually. I'm actually off that week. I don't know why I was thinking Friday and Saturday. Sorry.
Yeah, next Tuesday on the eve, we'll get together at the Omni, yeah. And then the show is the Wednesday morning, next morning.
Yeah, I'm actually off. I'm off the 16th through the 26th. So, yeah, we had talked. I don't know why we didn't even think. I know no Core knows what days it's on, but we talked about it. And, you know, you're going up. I said, I'd love to go. Pac-12 Dave would like to come, so. Yeah, that might be even better for me. The Auburn girl will be working. I might can hang out a little more.
Come on.
But, you know, the other day I had to call. You know, when Georgia lost, I had to call the show. You can't hide. So the first thing Monday morning, I call the show. And, you know, I have the show down here. We have a lot of callers, a lot of diverse callers. So when they call in, you know, I can't be a Georgia fan. I've got to be a fan of football. And So a guy called the show the other day after the LSU-Alabama game, and he proceeds to tell me that, you know, if Tua were healthy, if Tua played, that Alabama would have won the football game. Well, one of my guys immediately jumps on the excuse wagon, but, you know, and I stopped him. I said, wait, time out here. There's a difference in an excuse and a reason. Now, a lot of people that don't believe that Tua, a healthy Tua, could have made a difference in that ball game doesn't know a lot about football, because Tua obviously could have made a difference. Now, would they won, I don't know. But there is a difference in a reason and an excuse. Well, when I called the other day, the first thing I said was, you know, there are no excuses. I praised LSU for winning. But then Gator Mike calls in, of course, and I love Gator Mike, love his calls. And the first thing he wants to say, the Georgia Dogs making excuses. And, you know, then he wants to tell me that they lost by 7 with their backup quarterback. Well, let me tell you something. Nobody wanted your first-string quarterback. Georgia Southern or Georgia State hasn't even offered him a scholarship. Your first-string quarterback's in the transfer portal, and nobody wants him, and you didn't want him. So don't try to convince people that Felipe Franks was better than Trask, because he wasn't. Trask was the best quarterback you had on that football team. Then Black calls in, and he goes Jimmy Swaggart on me with his evangelistic, just trying to destroy Georgia. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, Black, this is what's about to happen, buddy, and I hope you're listening. You're going to go and play Clemson, which is the ACC champion. And, by the way, you're an underdog. We sent you Justin Fields, the Moses, out of the state of Georgia to walk you out of that one loss, terrible loss every year. Because since Kirby's been at Georgia, you've done nothing, Black. Your team's done nothing. Now you're going to play Clemson. And you're going to have J.K. Dobbins. You're going to have your top five receivers. And there'll be no reasons or excuses. Now, I don't know where he paints your house or not. But if you're going to call this show and you're going to tell Bill King and thousands of listeners, said J.K. Dobbins, your top five receivers, and you're going to beat Clemson. That's what a football guy would do because you're smart. You don't think about that Swift didn't play, the top five receivers were hurt. You don't think about that. But I'm sure your team will win. But just in case you don't, you do win that game, then you're going to go play LSU, Joe Burrow. And you're going to leave Dobbins and those five guys in that godforsaken town of Columbus. Love me some Black. Waiting on you to call, buddy, and explain to everybody how you do that without your players. With that, Bill, we just doggone.
Come on up to commitments. We got to get the break. Coming up, Brian Driscoll. He's now with SI Sports Illustrated. We'll talk a little Irish with him. Chris Landry, top of hour two, the brilliant football mind. And also a little bit later, Rusty Manziel. 24/7 sports. Back down to Georgia for him. That's later hour two. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
All right, wrapping it up this afternoon. Still got problems in Bordeaux. Briley Parkway north there at Centennial Boulevard still working the crash. Just up the road at Ashland City Highway in Briley Parkway. Got an accident there. No injuries reported in that one. Couple of cars got together. 65 northbound on the north side of town around exit 86. Vietnam veterans stacked up from Goodlettsville out to Hendersonville right now. Very busy out to Dixon County through Kingston Springs this afternoon. Headed home to Murfreesboro. Traffic's getting a little better on 24 east of town. For Commander Chuck, Mike Powers on time traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Tennessee's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration would like to salute everyone who is serving our great country. To the men and women who have helped to uphold and strengthen all that is guaranteed to us through the Constitution. This message is from the crew at Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, your stained glass experts serving the Nashville area. Specializing in new construction, repairs, and restoration, residential and commercial. Give Butch a call at 615-308-3447. That's 615-308-3447. Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, thanking the men and women of our military for their service and wishing everyone a happy and healthy holiday season. He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
Coaching news out there. I wanted to get Brian Driscoll, who's now with Sports Illustrated, to talk about Notre Dame. Chip Long out as coordinator. We'll get the explanation. Hey, Brian, good to have you. First of all, tell everybody about, and we've had you on since, but your new affiliation with Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, I'm an Irish Maven now, which is the Notre Dame channel at Sports Illustrated. So very excited to be a part of that. And, of course, you guys can find me at irishbreakdown.com.
All right, what happened? What went down with Chip Long?
I just think it was really both sides were ready for to go in a different direction. I think there was some frustration on Chip Long's end about being stuck with Jeff Quinn as the offensive line coach, and just sort of a different vision for where they want to go. And I think on Brian Kelly's part, Chip Long was a very, very hard coach, very demanding coach. And I just think that, the direction he wanted to take his offense was a different direction as far as how he related to the players and how he engaged with the players. And I just think that's as simple as that.
So you think it was a mutual parting?
I do. I think that if one wanted to come back, the other was not going to want them back, that kind of thing. I think at this point in time, both were ready, felt that, Chip Long has felt he had taken this offense as far as he could as currently constructed, and I think Brian Kelly felt the same thing.
What do you think is next for them in search for a coordinator?
Well, what I think is going to happen is, and this is basically, for about a month I've had sources tell me that it's looking like what Brian Kelly's going to do is going to promote Tommy Rees to the offensive coordinator spot. That's not what I think he should do. That's not what I think is a smart move. I think that is more similar to a Jeff Quinn hire, a Brian Van Gorder hire, than it is a Chip Long or a Mike Elko or a Clark Lee hire. But, this is the direction that Brian Kelly's gone in the past. What he should do is open it up, because there is a lot of talent on the Notre Dame offense currently, and there's a lot of talent coming in for the Notre Dame offense, and I'm sure there's a lot of very talented offensive coordinators that would be very that would like to coach this group and get this group ready to go.
Is this going to hurt recruiting in any way as we're approaching this early signing period?
I don't think so. I think that Chip Long is like the rest of the Notre Dame coaches. And one thing that Brian Kelly has always, his staff has always done a good job of is they sell Notre Dame. They sell what makes Notre Dame unique, not, hey, come play for me because I'm this or I'm that. And that's why, really, with the exception of the 2016 season when they went 4-8, Notre Dame doesn't have a lot of decommitments. And if you go back and look, it's really not something that has plagued Notre Dame, especially the last 5 or 6 years, because they do such a good job of what makes Notre Dame different. So, when Chip Long leaves, Brian Kelly's still the head coach. The vision's still the same. Notre Dame's still the same. So while kids may be disappointed that Chip Long is leaving, because he is a very good recruiter and had a big hand in putting this excellent offensive class together, it wasn't, hey, come play for me, Chip Long. It was, come to Notre Dame. Here's what makes Notre Dame different, and here's what Notre Dame is trying to accomplish. And that hasn't changed.
Is Jeff Quinn a big reason why the offensive line, other than injuries now, which are pretty significant down the stretch here, but is he the reason why the offensive line was so inconsistent?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think Jeff Quinn's a good guy. I actually like Jeff Quinn as a person, but the reality is the last 2 years, the story's the same. And you can watch an offensive line, though, you know this, and you can say, hey, look, they're struggling because of this guy's injured or that guy's injured. But the reality is, you know, Tommy Kramer and Robert Hainsey got hurt. Tommy Kramer was replaced by Trevor Ruland, who has 5 career starts. Robert Hainsey was replaced by Josh Lugg, who was a big-time recruit coming in out of high school and is a junior as well. And a lot of teams have those injuries. But they played the same after the injuries as they did before, which is a unit that doesn't come off the line real well, that doesn't really play with a lot of power from a technique standpoint, that struggles with the most simple line games. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard Brian Kelly say in the last 2 years, well, they did things that we hadn't seen on film. That's always going to be the case. I mean, what defensive coordinator is going to say, hey, guys, give me the scouting report because I want to make sure we do exactly what we've been doing when we go play Notre Dame? They always do that, but Notre Dame's players just haven't been prepared. And, you know, you talk to different sources, there's a lot of frustration with that, you know, and there's a lot of frustration with players going into games and just feeling like they're not being prepared to play at a high level. And, you know, that wasn't a concern that we had in the years before when Harry Hiestand was running the show.
Jeff Driscoll with us. He is now with Sports Illustrated talking Notre Dame. Talk about this freshman group, this class of 20 offensive group that's coming to Notre Dame.
I think you could make a strong case that if everybody that's committed now signs on December 18th, this is Brian Kelly's best class from a skill player standpoint. It's truly elite. You've got Chris Tyree, a running back from Chester, Virginia, who for the last 2 years has won the fastest man competition at the opening finals in Texas. Blazing speed, 24/7 Sports has him as a 5-star composite recruit, number 25 player in the country. You got Jordan Johnson, a receiver from St. Louis. They have him as a 5-star, the number 28 player in the country. Michael Mayer's a top 50 player, tight end from Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky. Those are three truly difference-making players. And then there's a kid from Omaha, Nebraska named Xavier Watts that's very underrated right now that I think has got a chance to be a very special, special football player. And he's a difference maker. And look, in most years, they would love to have Kevin Bauman, the tight end from New Jersey, be the number one tight end. But he often gets overlooked because of Michael Mayer. But it's a dynamic 1-2 punch. You've got a left tackle in Tosh Baker from Phoenix, Arizona. 6'8", 275, starting center on the basketball team that won a state championship last year. Reminds me a lot of Ronnie Stanley coming out of high school. Bill, you'll remember Ronnie was also a starting center for the Bishop Gorman basketball team coming out of high school. Really a talented player, and they've got a guard tackle prospect from Western Pennsylvania named Michael Carmody, who's the younger brother of Bobby Carmody, who plays on the basketball team. And then the trigger man is Drew Pine from Connecticut. Now, everybody kind of is already looking, you know, overlooking him because they have an incredibly talented 2021 quarterback committed in Tyler Buckner. You know, but Drew Pine's just a talented distributor. He's similar to Ian Book, but has more talent than Ian Book had at the same level. And he's kind of that trigger man that can get the ball where it needs to go. So it's an offensive group that is really, really dynamic. And it brings the kind of home run hitters to the offense that they don't have a lot of. You know, you've got Braden Lindsey, but outside of him, there's not a lot of really big-time elite athletes. And what the 2020 class is going to bring is that kind of difference-maker elite athlete that Notre Dame hasn't really had since, you know, Will Fuller and then, you know, Michael Floyd, guys like that.
Couple things I'll let you out the door. Is Ian Book coming or going?
last I heard is he's coming back, and I think that with, when Chip Long left, that helped solidify that Ian Book is coming back. I don't know if that's necessarily the best thing for Notre Dame, but that's where I think he's leaning right now.
Is Phil Dracovic ready if need be?
If he's not, then you need to make a change at the quarterback coach position. I mean, every time that kid's got on the field, he's made plays. And, you know, I think there's been a hesitance from Brian Kelly to give him an opportunity to play. I don't understand it. I don't agree with it because, you know, look, Ian Book is what he is. He's a good kid. He can shred inferior opponents. But if you look at the numbers, and I did a story on this recently at Irish Maven, his numbers against Power 5 teams and top 50 defenses are would not even rank him in the top 80 among top quarterbacks. And that's just who he is. Phil Dracovic has the tools to be that kind of difference maker. And if he's not ready yet, then Brian Kelly should sit down Tommy Reese and whoever is his offense coordinator and say, your number one project is making sure that kid is ready to play because that kid is the guy that can get us over the hump. We saw Dabo Swinney do it with Kelly Bryant, Trevor Lawrence. We saw Nick Saban do it with, you know, going from Jalen Hurts to Tua Tagovailoa. Brian Kelly needs to kind of get his head out of his sand a little bit with Ian Book and realize he's got a kid at quarterback that can get his team to the next level. He just has to make sure that they develop him properly and really push him to get him ready to play.
A guy I like from the 18 class who didn't play a lick, he sat out this whole last year, Kevin Austin. What is his status?
Well, I think this is a good year for Kevin. I think Kevin was having some issues with good decision-making, let's just put it that way. And I think a year away from football was kind of say, hey, you know, son, this can be taken away from you. And you've got to make better decisions and live your life a certain way because it's not just all about football. And I think Kevin learned that lesson. I think the fact that he didn't transfer says a lot about him growing from a maturity level. And from everything I've heard for the last month, he's just been absolutely dominant in practice. And so when you look at losing Chase Claypool next year, there's a guy coming in, Kevin Austin. You've got Jordan Johnson that you say, hey, feel good about having replacements there. Then you see the emergence of Braden Lindsay. Lawrence Keith has some development. Tommy Tremble, tight end. You start feeling good like, hey, you know, Chase Claypool's a beast, but we're going to have a lot of talent next year, and Kevin Austin is expected to be a part of that. He just has to keep going in the right direction, which he has been for the last couple months.
Brian, tell everybody one more time how they can get your information.
Real simple, irishbreakdown.com. I have an analysis up this morning of how the Notre Dame defense stacks up against the Iowa State offense, a breakdown of the 2020 class that we had coming up, and later today I'm going to have a feature on what Notre Dame should do at offensive coordinator now that Chip Long is leaving.
Good stuff, Brian. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Bill.
Top of the hour, Mr. Chris Landry, the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry. Driscoll's good, man. We have you on. You have to own it. You have to own the topic. He owns the topic. Absolutely owns it. And was very critical when need be there with some of the issues. Bringing Jeff Quinn back a couple of years ago to be the O-line coach. I know it's been a few years. I haven't talked to him recently, but no Harry Hiestand. Harry Hiestand left Notre Dame to go to the Bears. And he'd been in the NFL. Harry was actually in Knoxville for a year as the offensive line coach. Very good offensive line coach. Matter of fact, think about all the offensive linemen he developed, including what might be the top offensive lineman in the league, Quentin Nelson from Notre Dame. Just an absolute mauler. Yeah, pop in the tape of Quentin Nelson if you want to know what it looks like. For the Colts. Ridiculous talent. Landry up at the top of the hour, and then Rusty Manziel as well. Bottom of hour number two. We're coming right back from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
All right, wrapping it up this afternoon. Still got problems in Bordeaux. Briley Parkway north there at Centennial Boulevard still working the crash. Just up the road at Ashland City Highway in Briley Parkway. Got an accident there. No injuries reported in that one. A couple of cars got together. 65 northbound on the north side of town around exit 86. Vietnam veterans stacked up from Goodlettsville out to Hendersonville right now. Very busy out to Dixon County through Kingston Springs this afternoon. Headed home to Murfreesboro. Traffic's getting a little better on 24 east of town. For Commander Chuck, Mike Powers on time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Tennessee Titans hosting the Houston Texans on Sunday at Nissan Stadium. Titans minus 150 on the money line. Texans plus 130. Over-under point total at 50. Both the over-under at minus 110. The Titans are favored by 3 points. NHL, the Nashville Predators on the road to face the Buffalo Sabres tonight. Nashville minus 125 on the money line. Sabres plus 105. The over-under goal total set at 6. Under minus 105. Over minus 115. On the puck line, Nashville minus a goal and a half. Plus 185. Buffalo getting a goal and a half, minus 215. For the latest lines and scores, visit VSIN.com. I'm Tony Desiri, Nashville Sports Radio.
You know when you gotta be somewhere, it's like really urgent? You don't want to do it over the phone. Some things just can't be said with an LOL or an OMG. Some things just need to be done IRL. So you're getting your Nissan Altima and drive. Feel the VC turbo engine instantly react to give you more power and efficiency so you can get where you need to go.
Hey, Eric. What are you doing here?
Like.
Huh?
Your social post. I liked it.
Oh, thank you. You know, there's a button for that, right?
I do.
The Nissan Altima, now offering the most tech-advanced engine in its class. This is tech that helps you be there. This is Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Auto Pacific Segmentation, 2020 Altima Platinum versus latest in-market competitors in the premium midsize class. Available feature, world's first production variable compression turbo engine launched by Nissan Motor Company Limited in 2018.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunny skies, and we're going to get up to 53 today. Cloudy tonight and down to 35. Could see rain tomorrow as we wrap up your work week. Otherwise, cloudy skies, not as warm. We'll get up to 50. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Ryan. Sports Radio WNSR.
Arena of Ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Chris Landry. LandryFootball.com coming up. Quite a bit of coaching news out there. Maybe not suddenly new news, but quite a bit out there. We'll talk to Chris about that. Army-Navy coming up on Saturday. Love that game, man. Yeah, love that matchup. That one is precious every year, and it's a standalone game, which is cool as well. Rusty Manziel later, hour three. Yeah, Brian Driscoll, you want to know how to run a beat, meaning your beat, your team, your coverage, dude owns it, man. He matches up with the best we have here on the show. Absolutely matches up. He was very candid, very objective. This is a team that has won 10 or more games the last 3 years. Notre Dame. Not good enough to stay on the field with an Alabama or a Clemson, teams like that, but pretty doggone good. Top 10, top 15 good. Not playoff good, even though they got in the playoffs 2 years ago. Not playoff good. And Brian Kelly is a very good coach. He's somewhat stubborn. You see this a lot. I've covered so many coaches. Coaches get comfortable and they get stubborn. Not all of them, but I see it all the time. And they get to the point where they don't like to make moves because of the friction. So they don't. They're so comfortable in their cocoon that they just can't see outside. They just can't. It's a very common trait that is ill-fated. I've seen it. I've studied that aspect of this for decades, and it doesn't change. Now, again, not every coach is like that, but many are. Many are. The very first, the battled with Fulmer over this forever. Okay? I mean forever. And Fulmer wouldn't do anything until really it was too late. I mean, some things happened, but just wouldn't. Clear issues that I pointed out before anybody else up at Tennessee. Nobody, I'm telling you, Tennessee fans, the ones that are the robotic ones, right? Mainly the old school. The newer school fans aren't mesmerized by we've got to obey because it's our school. The old school is got to be a company man and always agree. Always agree. That's the old school, and I had to battle that. I mean, they were wrong. I was right. I didn't care what they thought. New school, they're willing to critique. They're willing to look at it objectively. Old school, many weren't at Tennessee. And I would get, every day, Bill, you've got to quit criticizing Tennessee. It's not helping them, Bill. You can't criticize them. The hell I can't. Listen to me. The hell I can't. The hell I won't. And I was dead on right. Could not have been more right about it. I think Skolkan's going to do a good job there, though. I do. Randy, big Hokie fan. Hokies had an 8-4. I know that's not the sexiest, but it's not horrible either. Kind of a sluggish beginning. Played well. Heartbreaker against Notre Dame. Virginia game. Oh, God, was I pulling for the Hokies in that game? I was big time pulling for the Hokies against the Elvis Shooters. If you're new to the show, Virginia is the Elvis Killers, if you need the translation. Says, Bill, couple things I wish you would ask Chris Landry. One, why does he think Virginia Tech cannot recruit their own state? And the other is Tech let go the last of the Beamer's coaching staff. Where does he see Fuente moving forward with coaches? It's a good question. Yeah, I will pass that along. Eric up in Indy. Bill, if you're Brian Kelly, you have to open up the coordinator search. No way you just hand it to Tommy Rees. Now, I like Brent Musburger, but every time he would do a Notre Dame game, Tommy Rees. You ever notice that? Maybe that's just me noticing it. He also says here, Eric, and he is so right about Phil Jurkovec. Good stuff from Brian Driscoll. Yeah, Brian was good. Think about the folks that we have on the show. Got to own it, man. These guys own it. T-N-I-N-S Dong. Lives around here. Big Georgia fan. Bill, kind of comfortable like when Rick kept Willie Martinez too long. Exactly. Willie and Mark Rick were boys from back in the Miami days. When BVG, back when he could actually coach, left Georgia and left an outstanding defense. I mean a dominant-style defense. Willie Martinez slips in as the coordinator, and then the erosion begins. And Mark Rick wouldn't do a damn thing about it until it was almost too late. Just like Fulmer and Randy Sanders. Exactly the same. Precisely the same. Coming up here, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. All his information, his podcast included. Bottom of hour two, Rusty Mansell. We'll get over to Georgia with him a little bit. Omni.